Imagine having a guide who helps you transform your life without telling you what to do. This is the essence of professional life coaching, a powerful partnership that has evolved into a $2.85 billion global industry. Unlike therapy that often focuses on healing past wounds, coaching partners with clients to design their future. The approach has gained tremendous credibility through organizations like the International Coach Federation, ICF, which establishes professional standards and ethical guidelines. What makes coaching uniquely powerful is its fundamental belief that clients already contain all their answers within. Coaches simply create the conditions for self-discovery through deep listening and powerful questioning. Coaching may seem new, but its roots trace back to ancient Greek philosophy and Socrates' method of probing questions. Modern coaching draws from diverse disciplines: psychology, philosophy, organizational development, and systems thinking. Carl Rogers contributed the core conditions of empathy, congruence, and acceptance. Abraham Maslow introduced the concept of self-actualization. Viktor Frankl emphasized finding meaning as crucial for human fulfillment. Positive psychology has particularly influenced coaching since 1998, when Martin Seligman redirected psychology toward building positive human qualities rather than just treating illness. Research revealed three key predictors of life satisfaction: stable relationships, working in a vocation, not just a job, and believing in something greater than oneself. Surprisingly, wealth, health, and education showed minimal correlation with authentic happiness. Coaching conversations differ from casual chats by having structure and purpose. Six distinct conversation types serve different functions. Sharing creates authentic connection. Debriefing helps clients learn from recent experiences. Clearing provides emotional release. Dialogue creates space for mutual exploration. Teaching offers specific knowledge with permission. And the coaching conversation explores what clients want in their future. The basic coaching conversation follows five steps: establishing what the client wants from the session, listening fully and clarifying understanding, providing honest feedback and observations, returning to focused listening to allow insights to emerge, and requesting purposeful action that creates forward momentum. What makes these conversations transformative are specific skills: focusing on strengths rather than weaknesses, acknowledging accomplishments, standing for clients' dreams even when they temporarily forget them, reframing situations to offer new perspectives, taking a meta view that connects immediate concerns to larger life patterns, never making clients wrong, and engaging in possibility thinking that expands what seems achievable. Masterful coaching involves challenging clients supportively. Like basketball coaches who demand excellence while building on strengths, coaches challenge respectfully during teachable moments rather than punishing. This requires courage, but represents standing for clients' potential, pushing them beyond comfort zones while maintaining support. Coaches challenge clients through various approaches, making huge requests like doubling sales targets, reducing timeframes, launching a business in 3 months instead of 12, requiring documentation, daily progress logs, establishing clear benchmarks, specific monthly goals, and raising standards from good enough to exceptional. The compassionate edge technique delivers truth with empathy. I notice you consistently undervalue your contributions, and while this comes from past experiences, it's holding you back from the leadership role you desire. This addresses limiting behavior while acknowledging underlying concerns. Understanding adult developmental stages significantly impacts coaching effectiveness. Research shows most adults function at one of three conventional stages. Diplomats, 11%, define themselves through relationships and avoid conflict. Experts, 37%, value specialized knowledge and being right. Achievers, 30%, have internal compasses and see themselves within larger systems. Only about 1% reach post-conventional stages, with 14% in transition. Recognizing a client's stage helps coaches tailor their approach appropriately. Most people live from the outside in, fitting others' expectations rather than following personal purpose. The inside-out approach helps clients clarify what truly fulfills them, identify blocks to fulfillment, and transform those blocks. Life purpose guides our choices. When living on purpose, we operate from our core self. When off purpose, life feels less fulfilling. Values are our deepest centering force. Living aligned with them creates well-being. Violating them leads to confusion and depression. Integrity exists when our actions, identity, words, feelings, and thoughts come from the same place. Maintaining integrity requires removing unhelpful habits, building new purpose-aligned habits, and establishing boundaries. As Peter Block notes, if you can't say no, your yeses don't mean a thing. Our experiences stem from our worldview, with mindsets acting as invisible filters for what we perceive as possible. Seligman's research reveals optimists see setbacks as temporary, specific, and external, while viewing successes as permanent, widespread, and internal. Pessimists reverse this pattern. While optimism generally serves us better, flexible optimism applies pessimistic realism when failure costs are high and optimistic thinking when stakes are low. True wealth encompasses more than money. It includes abundance in time, joy, and relationships. Personal reserves function like Fort Knox, providing security that prevents scarcity concerns. Many clients harbor unconscious beliefs about how much is enough, preventing them from feeling abundant despite adequate resources. Effective coaches recognize that insight must precede learning, but insight without action won't help clients reach goals. The know in order to grow principle emphasizes that transitioning from insights to specific steps distinguishes coaching from therapy. While sharing principles, coaching differs from positive psychology fundamentally. Positive psychology follows a medical model with professional interventions, while coaching embraces a developmental model where clients drive their own growth. Love represents the absence of fear, a state that allows clients to be courageous and purposeful. Physiologically, love creates bodily expansion and energy, while fear causes contraction. Self-love forms the foundation for loving others, including setting healthy boundaries and practicing self-compassion. Forgiveness of both others and ourselves reduces stress, improves health, and enhances well-being, making it crucial for personal growth. The coaching relationship strengthens clients' emotional intelligence through consistent interaction and feedback. This partnership creates a sacred space where clients can think what they've never thought, say what they've never said, dream what they've never dreamed, and create what they've never created. Life coaching creates a unique dynamic where both coach and client engage in collaborative exploration, discovering options neither would identify individually. The impact extends beyond individual success to broader societal well-being as empowered individuals become more engaged citizens and conscious community contributors. The profession continues evolving through research, education, and specialization while maintaining its core principles of partnership and client-driven change. Through incremental changes, sustained practice, and the courage to embrace new possibilities, coaching helps people discover their capacity to create lives of purpose and fulfillment. The ultimate truth remains simple, yet profound. Better coaching brings better living, creating a positive cycle of growth that benefits both individuals and society as a whole. By working from the inside out and maintaining unwavering belief in human potential, coaches help clients transform not just themselves, but potentially the world around them.